Welcome to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Paul Baker to the show. Paul is the principal consultant for Cred Consulting and an electrical reliability expert.
What else should we be using? Oh, I guess electrical signature analysis as well.
Now, yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah. Now, what other technology should we be using, and like what applications, what components should we be using them on?
Okay. Well, I think the biggest one that I would recommend, obviously the ultrasound. I think ultrasound and IR can work hand in hand. IR is a big one. Going through your facility, opening up all of your cabinets, and doing an IR scan, just to determine the heat. So as insulation breaks down, it creates heat, right? If there's a poor connection, that's going to create heat. So a big part of that is doing that IR scanning. Now, CSA Z462 that came out, probably 15, 20 years ago now. I can't remember the exact time, but basically what it is it's the CSA standard for workplace electrical safety. So it's not as easy these days as it was when I started in my career, where I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and opening up an electrical box. Now, don't get me wrong, we've moved forward at a great pace and it's fantastic to see, but it makes things difficult sometimes to get in there. So at a design stage or during maintenance outages, highly recommend putting in both IR and ultrasonic ports. Give you a better idea to, or a lot easier way to go in and do that IR scanning. So IR is a big one. You're looking for heat, obviously. And a lot of times what you're going to see with the IR scanning is, you're just finding a poor connection point. So you've scanned it, it's hotter than everything else. You go in, you tighten up that connection point and things go back down to normal. Ultrasound, you mentioned partial discharge is one that's huge, getting a lot bigger. It's great to see. So again, I'm not going to pretend that I'm an expert in partial discharge, but the long and short of it is, if there's any type of a gap in your insulation system, whether it be cables, whether it be anything else, you're going to get what they call a partial discharge. It's different than a short circuit, because with a short circuit, you're actually going through and you're arcing between two points. Partial discharge is a discharge that doesn't bridge two points. It's just the start of, call it a short circuit eventually. So what it does is it starts to break down the insulation. There's different ways to read that partial discharge. And when you get to a certain point, obviously it's going to break through that insulation completely. That's when you get an arc or a short circuit and it trips your circuit. So it's a little bit, well, not a little bit, it's a condition monitoring technique that for cables I highly recommend, because you're going to be able to track the level of partial discharge in a cable to the point where, okay, hey, you know what? We've got to do something here because of the fact that it's starting to the partial discharges are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which means that it's getting to the point where it's eventually going to break down that cable itself. Problem with partial discharge is that works on high voltage stuff. On the low voltage stuff, there is some partial discharge there, but it happens so quickly before it breaks the insulation down that there's really no good way to capture anything there, because it just due to the P to F interval, we'll call it, right? Wireless temperature monitors, obviously, again, going back to temperature, when it comes to transformers, again, oil analysis is a big one. Those are basically, I know there's new stuff coming out all the time, and I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, but those are kind of the big ones that I would definitely look at. Motor signature analysis, which I just listened to that one the other day. Fantastic. Those are the ones that I would mention, if you're not looking at those particular technologies at this point in time, I definitely would look at it, with IR and ultrasound being the big ones to start with.
Yeah. And we did, I forgot to mention, but we did do a podcast on thermography with Paul Goodbody from Iris, and he definitely mentioned it. And it's something that, like, to me, I really like infrared as a technology, because you don't really need too much training to get started on it. It's pretty simple, and you can buy, you know, a cheap camera from FLIR, or like there's a couple of them. They're like $500-$600, and you can get started in your plant.
That's exactly it. I mean, one thing that I do see a lot of, though, is facilities, just due to the fact that the technology is readily accessible. The cost of the cameras, as you say, isn't that big anymore. So companies will buy a camera and put the camera in the hands of one of their guys and say, okay, according to NEDA, the International Electrical Testing Association, we just want to make sure that the differences in temperatures, and they give them this chart and off they go. Well, there's definitely some training that needs to be done. Don't get me wrong, if you can get in there and get a temperature on things in a pinch, but as far as building an IR program itself, I would definitely recommend doing some training, getting your guys on board. In fact, a lot of the insurance agencies that I've dealt with over my career, a lot of times tell you that you need to get a third party in order to do a lot of it for insurance purposes, which I don't necessarily agree with if you've got the proper training in-house, but...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're trying to get into any predictive maintenance technology, like at least at a level that you can trust to go out and detect failures and that type of thing, like absolutely you would want to have, you know, a level 3 thermographer or whatever you're getting into. But it's nice that it's kind of an accessible technology where, you know, like you can go out and you can see, you know, this pipe is cooler than this pipe, and that means that pipe, there's something wrong with it. Like it's fairly straightforward. Now, what you do with that data is another story.
That's exactly it. And I mean, the like you say, it's an accessible technology. It's very easy to use once you know exactly what you're looking at. The only problem when it comes to electrical is you can't always get in behind things to look at the bus connections, let's say, in a switchgear lineup or those different types of things, right? So it's a great technology, but it's not the end all be all, right? And that's really, I guess, where you get into some of the wireless temperature monitors and some of those different types of things. Basically, it's just a heat sink that you put on your bolts of your bus in the back of, say, a switchgear cell or something like that, that would feed back and give you an idea that, oh, things are heating up here. What's going on? We better shut down and check this out.